It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
You know, it's no longer a six-pack. Now it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guys.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny on Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the studio. Another rough week for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's been a party.
It's one tornado to another, right?
Well,
it's a different kind of tornado.
Different type of tornado. Life tornadoes all over the place. But speaking of tornadoes, Lee, I will tell you, I was up in North Alabama this past week, and I saw stuff that I have not seen before.
Did you see a cow? Because I saw the movie Twister.
Flying
and
cow?
There was a cow.
No, I did not. But I saw literally, I posted stuff on Facebook. I didn't tweet.
You showed pictures?
Yeah. I was on the, like I was driving there, yeah. And you know, I came upon an area on the road that I drive to and from, Alabama.
Every week.
Every week, right. This road that I'm on. And one of those big F4, F5 tornadoes came right across the road. So as I'm driving, you know, that Jersey part of me is like, Oh, this is interesting. Stop the car in the middle of the road. And I'm like, I'm going to take a picture of this. This is insane.
So you didn't see the actual tornado while you were there. You saw the ramifications of the
tornado. I saw the remnants. Yeah. And literally.
So what's it look like?
It looks like what you've seen on TV. It looks like.
Flattened? No fence?
And stuff everywhere.
Trees? What do the trees look like? Flat?
No, like somebody cut them like with a knife. Like, wow. Somebody went through and just cut them. You know, it was interesting because we had a tornado that went through Dunwoody, Georgia. Remember back in 98, I think it was.
Destroyed houses, absolutely.
And, you know, so I've seen what it looked. I remember when that happened, I went to go see what that looked like, and it was unbelievable. But this made that look like, you know, just nothing. And it's really, so I put some pictures up on Facebook. Maybe I'll transfer them over to the Dr. Fitness page as well, put them up there as well. But I will tell you, the stories that I heard, I've heard some crazy, crazy stories from patients, crazy stuff. Like I heard one story about one patient's nephew. What happened to him is he was in an area where the tornado was coming. He got a phone call to say, hey, listen, the tornado's coming your way. And he said, nope, it's here. And he got out of the house and he ran. He actually ran from his house, which I find unbelievable. You know, when the tornado's coming, that's the one place where I'd want to be is in the house.
Where did he want to be?
Well, I think the tornado was coming right for, it actually came right for his house and actually demolished the house. He ran as fast as he can into a ditch, and it's amazing how he wasn't sucked up out of this ditch. I've heard another story about a couple that was in their house. They went to the basement, which I always thought, once you go to the basement, it's game, set,
and
match.
That's safe?
Right.
That's not safe?
Well, no, it is. That's what I always thought, that, oh, you know, if you have a basement, that's it. You're game, set, and match. Now, they got sucked out of that basement, and they were killed. I've heard another story. Let's see. There was another couple that I heard that the gentleman was in his car, and the car got picked up and got flown around in the car. He was okay, but he got flown around in a car.
So you think a car?
Airbags went off.
Go?
Airbags went off. The car,
so
was
car might be a safe place to
car
be.
Car might be a safe place to be.
You got enough airbags.
Right. This was, I thought, very interesting, is that the local weathermen up there on Channel 31, which is the ABC affiliate, I happen to know him personally. I've done some TV up there. And I guess when you're a weatherman, you get a little inkling for weather like this, you know. And he was at his house, and I think he was injured. I think going from his car into the house, I think he might have been out checking to see where it was, and it was injured. So, I mean, he had to be hospitalized.
When weathermen are getting hurt, you know, it's bad.
Weathermen are getting hurt, you know, which I just couldn't believe. So it's really, it's starting to get back to normal. The one thing I will tell you, which I was not aware of, that there was a curfew in the city of Huntsville. That was news to me.
Is that the first time since you've been there?
Yes. Well, a curfew, I mean, they take that stuff pretty serious. That's not, you don't take a curfew like, you know, everything shuts down. There's nothing, you know, there was a curfew.
It's not like it's a metropolis either that they're going all night.
Right. So, you know, I'm like, what does that mean? And it freaked me out a little bit because it made me think of another topic, which we'll get to in a second, which it kind of limited my ability to, I want to go out for a run. It was a beautiful night. I'm like,
oh,
can't I go out?
Run?
I mean,
now it's affecting you, Doctor.
Now it's affecting me. So there was power. There was, you know, from the storm from last week, there was literally, I think a million people were without power. And power was knocked out in the whole Tennessee Valley. And but as of, I think, today, much of that power is restored. I think a lot of the kids, the schools start back up today and they're going back to school. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, FEMA is already set in place up there and they're already helping out. And, you know, I think a lot of restaurants were trying to chip in because I think what happened also is that there a lot of them were using generators and gas grills to cook the food that was there because it was
right.
all going
to
spoil.
Use it.
Right. And all those people were without food. So I know a lot of people were really pulling through and trying to help people that were in need and feeding them and giving them a place to stay. So it you know, it was good to see a lot of people really trying to help out up there. So I wish the best for folks up in not only that's in Huntsville, but not also, you know, you had a lot of devastation in Tuscaloosa. I found myself compelled to go on YouTube to see all the footage that was out there. And I came across some videos that were just crazy. The one from the guy that was in a parking lot in the University Mall there in Tuscaloosa, he shot this tornado as it was like, you know, you could see the power and how it would, the tornado was sucking things right around him. And he was in his car. I was like, I just.
Yeah, those people are crazy, you know? They're like, at what point are you going to turn this off?
You know? But, you know, there's a fascination, especially when you see the size of these tornadoes were so enormous. And they look like, oh, that's nice. You don't even, like, you don't see the fear until it's too late, until it's there. And then, you know, there's not much you can do. You can't really run from a tornado. You can try, but it's not going to really happen. So that was, you know, big news for me. I didn't know what to expect when I drove in. So I was kind of hoping for the best. And I'm glad to see that most people that were there were still up and about and getting back to work and doing their stuff up there. So I'm glad to hear that. The other big news of the weekly.
Fit blogging
2011. That's big news. We're going to be keynote speakers there. Not this week. Not next week. We have the week of May 20th. Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll be up there in Baltimore, Maryland.
We're speaking on the 21st.
Yes. We'll be up there. I'm excited
big,
about that.
Big health and fitness blogger thing.
Yes. There's and like we're the keynote speakers. Yes.
Yes. Saturday at 3:40.
If you want to go see who is going to be there, the bloggers that are going to be up there, who's going to be speaking, who's going to be part of that, go to fitbloggin2011.com. Is that correct? Or just fitbloggin.com. Yes. And but the big news, Lee, Osama bin Laden.
Oh, there's bigger news than
fitblogging. Was captured.
Captured.
And
yes.
Destroyed.
Yes.
And, you know, this made me think about, you know, when I was up in Huntsville, I wanted to try to equate these two things together.
Yes.
And when I couldn't go out for a run, that's what I felt like.
I thought you felt more like Saddam Hussein.
No,
in the,
I felt like, I'm. You know, it kind of made me realize, you know, Osama bin Laden can't go for a run, can he? He can't go
not
out
anymore.
Like jogging.
He's not going for a swim.
He doesn't really get out much. You know, or at least he hadn't been in the last 10 years. I think he gave up his long-distance running.
I don't know about that.
So a lot of jubilation here in the country, a lot of excitement, people excited that this guy is finally gone. I, on the other hand, I got to fly in a couple of weeks. I'm not so excited. I was hoping that they get this done after fit blogging, not before it. You know, we got to fly up to the D.C. area, Lee. Not a good place to be flying up to.
That's not even... I had no thought about how it impacts us.
Yeah, that's how I thought. I thought it'd be a problem for us to be up there. So, what? So, what do you think about all this excitement over this?
Over bin Laden?
Yeah, you know, the capture and the death. Is it something to celebrate? I don't know.
It's the symbolic end of terrorism.
But is it
the war on terror?
Does it require? I mean, there was a football player for the Steelers, right? That blog that we shouldn't be celebrating. I kind of agree with that. I don't think it's a cause for a celebration.
I think it's more, I'm out of the school. When I get a touchdown, I want to act like I've been there before. So killing terrorists, I would probably handle
act like you've
the
done
same
it.
Way.
Act like you've done it before.
Deal.
Act like you've done it before. Yes, it's not a big deal. Hand the ref the football.
Right. It's not.
And just go, all right, let's
move
go.
On to the next
let's
one.
Move on to the next
who's
one.
Number two on the list?
Yeah. I fall into that category, and
but I understand. And it's not like this; the whole country was celebrating. It was just, you know, ground zero, people around there, and in front of the White House. It wasn't like in Wichita they were throwing a parade for this. So
I didn't notice that he had a fitness room in that compound though.
You didn't see a gym.
I didn't see a gym.
I thought
in there.
I saw a P90X setup. That's what I thought I saw. I thought on the door there was some
P90X. What did you happen to see a Supreme 90-day system there?
No, I did not, but I'm sure it was coming.
He must be into DVDs. He has to be. He's got to be watching DVDs. But, you know, apparently he couldn't. Apparently no internet and no phone where he was.
Yeah, I'm sure he used satellite phone.
Satellite phone, but no internet stuff. You can't be tracked. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's got to be some.
Smart guy.
So, that's big news. He's captured. He's gone. And we can all now move forward.
We can move on.
We can go forward. Yes. Lee, also, I've got, I've ordered the new Nike Plus GPS watch, and I went to our buddy John Biggs to check this out. I went to him to find out if I should be actually purchasing this, or maybe I should just get a freebie from him once he's done testing it out with crunchgear.com. And I tweeted about it, and he responded, and he said he's going to be checking it out. So I went on CrunchGear to check out his review, and he did like it. And at first he liked it; he thought it was great. He liked the simplicity of it, and then he updated his review and said since he has been using this watch that it's lost the signal a bunch of times, which went with a GPS. Watch.
It's not good.
It's not good. But the thing with this, with the Nike, the new TomTom watch, it also has the pod that you stick in your shoe. So in case one goes out, you still have the other.
That's good.
As a it's, you know, it works both ways. The GPS is the more accurate of the two. But he said that because if you're living in an urban environment, that affects, you know, the accuracy of the GPS. So because I don't live in an urban environment, I said,
it may not affect me.
But I'll tell you, this was the funny thing. So I went to go see. So I liked his review. It was really in depth. He gave a great review of the watch, the whole thing.
He takes his job very seriously.
Right. So I looked at the people who responded.
Right.
You got to go on CrunchGear and look it up. They were like, there was one guy who wrote, "This is the worst review I've ever heard. This is terrible. You shouldn't even call, how do you call yourself a journalist?" And what Biggs responded, like, "This is the worst review of a review that I've ever read." Like, it got really personal. So I wrote him a comment saying how much I liked his review, just to make him,
nice.
You know, just to let him know that I was thinking of him, that not everyone is mean out there up in Brooklyn where he's headquartered out of, writing his blog for crunchgear.com. So I will let you know. Hopefully it comes in this week. It's a little pricey, though. I had to pay for this.
Yeah, no, those things are ridiculously priced.
Yeah, this thing is a little, I mean, this is insane. This one should have been a freebie, but I'm like, you know what? This is something I use every day. I've been using it. I've been using that other Nike watch forever, so I figure, what the hell? I'll just do it.
That's how you roll, doctor.
That's how I roll.
You
so
just
I'm gonna
go
do
for
it. I'm going to do it, and we'll see what happens. What's going on with you? Anything happening with you?
No, I'm just trying to get through the day.
What's wrong?
You know, I got a lot going, a lot
what's
on
with
my
the steps?
Mind.
What's with the steps? Your foot, your little...
I'm fading.
You're out.
I'm doing too much work. Not enough working out. It's just.
Yeah, but you don't like working out. You say that like that should be a positive for you.
I know, but you know,
I'm not really working out. Thank God. Thank God I'm not working out.
I'll tell you the worst thing that could have possibly happened to me the other day.
The worst thing?
The worst thing. You know, I haven't been doing anything.
You started training with me?
No. The worst thing that could have happened to me
happened.
No, and this is what it was. And I'm going to say this, and you're going to go, yeah, that's the worst thing. Someone said, "Have you been losing weight?" And then
that's great. Okay, that's great.
I know I haven't been.
And you don't even look like you are.
I haven't. And then in my head now I'm like, well, somebody think I'm losing weight, so maybe I don't have to work out. So that was the kiss of death
of working out
for the next few
weeks.
Once
people start noticing your achievements when you haven't been achieving, that's not
I'm
good.
I'm done. I don't have to work out now.
Oh, man, that's bad. Bad news, bad news. All right, Lee, let's bring on our first guest today. We have with us today John Dole, Michelle Collier. They are the inventors. They are the ones that created the Supreme 90-day DVD package. You know who's on this, Lee? I think it's a who's who of every person.
I think they went to our website and then they gathered.
This is like a superhero DVD system. They have Tom Holland involved in this. Remember Tom?
Yes.
Tom I like because Tom creates DVDs. The thing I love about Tom and his DVDs is this dude is sweating like a lunatic when he works out.
Yeah.
Which is what I like. I don't want it all prepped up. I don't want people with makeup and they have fans blowing and you don't see people ever sweating. Tom, when he does his DVDs, man, he's always sweating like crazy. I love that. They've got Cal Pozo, who I guess is involved in the production of it, and also Tosca Reno. Remember her?
Yeah.
She's involved in this too. And it's a whole package together. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey there.
Now, where are you guys calling in from? Where are you guys at? First of all, do we interrupt your workouts?
We got that done this morning.
We just training a group of people.
Oh, now is it like a boot camp thing, or are you doing the Supreme 90-day with these people?
More like a group personal training.
Nice. Now,
is that like jumbo shrimp? What does group personal training mean?
Now, Michelle and John, now when you do these workouts, do you go, because this, if I was in your shoes, what I would do is I would like get everybody together and go, okay, guys, you ready to work out? And they're like, yeah. And then turn on the TVs and put the DVDs on and just walk away.
And you guys have lunch.
And when they're done, you come back. So how did everybody do today? That would be a great
workout.
Actually,
what we do.
Yeah.
So tell us.
And we charge for that, too. We get away with it.
Exactly. If you got a nice enough TV, I think you could pull it off.
Well, that's it. We spent all the money on the TV and a good remote. So,
so guys, tell me about the Supreme 90-Day Workout. What makes this workout different? And I know you picked 90 days, so that's really 3 months. You can't really back out of this thing. Once you get into it, you're in. You're sucked in, at least for a quarter of a year. I like that.
But you know what? You wouldn't want to.
You don't want to quit?
No.
Okay. So
it's addicting because you start to see the results. You start to feel the changes take place. Your clothes start to fit you different. And that's when all of a sudden you're hooked on it. You can't wait to get to the 90 days and see how much your body changes.
So now, who came up with this concept to get everybody involved, all these superheroes together?
That was us.
Sounds like an Avenger movie.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing because we had an amazing opportunity here to come up with the program, and somebody had approached us from a company side and said, listen, you guys have been doing this for years, you have a lot of experience, do you think you can come up with a 90-day workout program? And we said, sure, of course we could, and we kind of just put everything together, and we just sat back, and we thought about who we would want involved in it, and who are the top people, and we were very fortunate to be able to just go out and get whoever we wanted. And, we started with Tosca. Michelle was always a big fan of Tosca. Honestly, I didn't really know who Tosca was that well before, Michelle kind of introduced me to her. And I read her book and I was really impressed with it. I liked her simple approach to just eating clean kind of thing.
Right.
And then when it came time for producers, we looked to see who are the top people out there producing exercise DVDs. And, the one name kept coming up over and over again. It was Cal Pozo. And then
we met him, and he's the nicest guy ever.
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't say enough nice things about Cal. Cal was the greatest guy. I mean, he was so helpful. I mean, we told him, listen, we don't really know much about producing things like this. And he's like, not a problem. He kind of took us by the hand and just brought us through the whole process. And he was just great. And he was the one that, we kind of came across with Tom. We did an open casting call. We were looking for somebody who had some experience in hosting fitness DVDs. And we did a casting call in New York City. And Tom came in. It was so funny because all three of us looked at each other when Tom walked in. We were like, he's the guy.
He's the guy. He just walked in. You go, that's the dude.
Pretty much.
I like that. I like that. Now, I think Cal was on our show a while back. I think Cal might have even been in the hospital at the time. He might have had a ruptured appendix, and he was like, no, I cannot miss Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. The guy still came on the show. Lee, you remember that?
Absolutely. That's how we roll over here, guys.
No one's slack, right?
That's right. Absolutely. We said no. His publicist said, listen, he's in the hospital. He said, all right.
I don't care.
Bring the phone to him.
He can talk.
That's right. Absolutely.
I can totally see him doing that.
Yeah. Cal is he just gets the job done. No matter what it is, he just doesn't know how to quit. So, and like he told us from when we first started work with him, he's like, you know what, he's pretty much at a point now where he can be very select on who he works with. And
what talk shows he goes on.
Yeah, so you guys are lucky to have him.
That's right, we were. Now, tell me, what do we need? Is there anything that you need for the DVD? Obviously, you need a TV to put the DVDs in to watch. But is there anything, do you need any equipment?
You need 3D glasses to do it right.
3D glasses?
Yeah.
It's that high tech.
That's how cutting edge this is.
I got you.
It's a virtual workout.
Virtual workout.
Glasses, you know?
Do you need like a gym? Do you need a lot of stuff?
It needs to want to succeed.
Yeah. You know, that's the great thing about the program. We put it together. We thought about it. We said, you know, this is an at-home program, so let's think about it. Let's make it realistic for people. You know, not everybody has a whole gym available to them at home, and we wanted to keep it as simple as possible. We loved using the stability ball. We think there's a lot of benefits to using the stability ball. We incorporated that, but obviously we have alternates if you don't have the ball, if you don't want to make the purchase. But we just kind of figured almost everybody has a ball at home nowadays, even people are into working out. And the only other thing you need is some dumbbells, and that's about it. We want to keep it real simple.
Well, and the fat guy wants to know if you guys incorporate any steroids into this program. Is there any?
Those are the upsell. That's it depends. when you call, you have to call the right 800 number.
Is there a code? Is there a certain code you got to use?
And a special code that you have to enter.
I know this is kind of not modeled after, but it's kind of an homage to the P90X, and I always thought the X was steroids in that.
Right.
Is that
not?
We dropped to the X?
Yes.
And we took about 20 minutes off of each workout.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it has that, since it's using that 90, Supreme 90, you definitely have that flavor to it. Now, this thing I want people to know about the DVD package, there's 10 DVDs. There's 10. There's not one that you watch over, there's 10 of them. And this is what I don't understand. How is this possible that this whole system, you got Toscarino involved, you know, you've got some eating plan, you've got some tracking system in here. The whole thing is $20.
Yeah.
That's
again, we were very fortunate. The company that we're working with is Telebrands, and, you know, they're really great with being able to manufacture things at very, very low cost. And, you know, we had talked about it. You know, I don't want to, you know, put anybody down out there, but there's a lot of other programs
you
out
can.
There. That are
You're allowed spent. To. You can do that today.
No, we're always putting
John,
them
if
down.
John, if you want to do that, go ahead, it's please. Okay. We encourage any sort of put downs.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, but there's some programs out there that are very quite costly, and, you know, and a lot of people are kind of turned off by that or very limited to who can do them because they say, you know, it's a price point that they can't achieve. And, you know, we said, you know, at first, and I'm not going to lie, you know, when we first decided to come out at $19.99, Michelle and I were a little bit like,
we're worried.
Holy cow, are you kidding me? You know, like we thought that was a little bit too much. But then when we wrapped our head around it, we thought it was like, you know, damn, you know, we're going to basically get out to the masses. There's no excuse now for you not to do this program. And that's the first thing. Is like, it's almost a blessing and a curse at the same time because people go, holy cow, $20? How could that be? It can't be anything good for $20 because nothing, you know, everything is so expensive. How could you get 10 DVDs? The quality's got to be gone. But like you said, we got the best of the best with Tom and Cal and Tosca.
Us.
The quality of the production, everything itself. We cut no corners. We spared no expense. But our whole thing was because we want to get out to the masses. We don't want to sell a couple hundred thousand of these. We want to sell a couple hundred million copies of this. We want to make it available to everyone so that everyone has one in their home.
Now, can you just walk us through, is it the same principle of 90 days, you know, a different workout every day? Is it something I got to do 7 days a week for 90 days? What's it really like?
Yeah, the fat guy is real sensitive
to work.
Anything
that involves
and,
work.
Anything that's
it
too much.
Like a big commitment.
Well, it's only 6 days a week, so you do get a rest day.
And can I do the rest day every day? Is that possible?
Yeah.
He wants to double up. He wants
90
two-a-day
rest days.
Two-a-day
and
rest
then
days.
I'll start.
He wants 2 days with the rest days.
You can do it that way. If that's how you want to do it, okay.
Your results won't be the same, but
you
can
do
it
that way.
But it's kind of more designed where it's 6 days a week, and yes, it's a different workout every day. You know, we have active recovery days, so some of the workouts you find it a little bit easier to do. Because some people are kind of like, they look at the schedule and they're like, wait a second, I work out 2 days and I have a day off. And, well, that's just the way the rotation goes because you don't really get it the first time around. But all of a sudden, by the second week, you're like, holy shit, I need this day off now. Yeah. So it's like, you know, there's a rhyme and a reason to the sequencing of it. You know, we hit different body parts, you know, just to kind of vary it around. We do different, you know. Our conditioning, we call them cardio, but it's really not really cardio as people always think. You know, people know cardio as I get on a treadmill and I walk for 40 minutes or I get on the elliptical. our cardio is something that's called anaerobic conditioning. It's high-intensity interval training. So it's like done in a very short period of time, within maybe like 30 minutes tops. You got an amazing workout that just kind of like really shot your metabolism through the roof. You're burning fat for hours afterwards, and it just challenges you. And the great thing about it, it can be done by, you know, even for the fat guy, if you want to sit there and only do one rep of each thing and get through it, that's great. But you know what? If you have like a highly conditioned athlete that wants to come and do this workout, they could push themselves to the limit and still get an amazing workout out of it. Now, and that was our biggest challenge because honestly, you know, Michelle and I thought about it. We said, you know, we're pretty much into working out. We're hardcore people. And we said, but you know what? How do we make this work for somebody who's a couch potato versus somebody who is a highly trained athlete? And we want to make sure it's workable for everyone. So it's not like somebody's going to buy this and go like, I grew out of it within the first like month or two, or I can only do it once because then I pretty much need something more challenging. It can keep growing with you.
Right. So this type of workout, you know, it's interesting.
Did you try it, Doctor?
I watched it online. I watched it.
You're Dr. Fitness. Whoa. What is that about?
Well, here, this is the point I wanted to bring up.
The women aren't good looking enough?
No.
Is that what
I think what this
team... Oh, no, that's not true, fat guy. We got some pretty hot women in there.
Yes, they actually do. There's actually a blonde on that DVD I want to talk to John at the end of the show about.
I'll give you your number later.
Okay. She's amazing. She can work out...
But I guess my question is in regards to just what you were talking about in terms of who this workout is modeled to, because it seems that the DVD market is geared mostly towards women, but watching this DVD, it seems like this is something that you can take that men would want to actually partake in as well, because, you know, I'm not into the choreography. You know, I'm into things that I don't need to know how to dance and do all sorts. But this DVD is very straightforward, where you watch it one time, or you watch the move one time, and you can do it. It's not like, you know, step to the left three times and then twirl and twist, and you know you're up on the, you know, on your tippy toes or something like that. So it's really
the exercises are your traditional, you know, exercises,
strength training. And that was the funny thing, too, because if you, like you said, once you watch it, you realize that it kind of throws everybody off because not everybody is in sync. And if there's one thing that turns me and Michelle off is when you watch these exercise videos that everybody's synchronized. Everybody. Who the hell works out? Like, you get 10 people together. You get 5 people together. Who the hell does their reps in the same
cadence? Or using the same dumbbells?
Yeah,
or...
it's such crap to me. It's like, you know, we look at these other DVDs and we're like, no, that's not us. And so that's why, you know, it kind of threw some people. You know, we read some reviews. People are like, it just looks a little haphazard. You know, people are all over the place. This one's doing that. This one's done before that. Who cares? That's how people work out.
Right.
You know, if the three of us worked out right now, we'd all be going at different paces.
Right.
And different dumbbells. We were at different fitness levels. So that was the idea behind it.
Right. And that leads me to my next point, guys, which is what I think you should do for the next Supreme 90-Day System, which is you definitely need a fat guy in that workout in the background. Some guy that's not doing, you know, somebody that's not following what the hell they're supposed to be following, and the guy that's stopping in the middle, and it's like, what are you doing over there? Let's go. You know, you need someone like
that. I love that idea. We could have him maybe sitting there on a couch.
Right.
He could sit on the stability ball, maybe eat a donut, drink
exactly.
a beer.
Right. Somebody shaking his head like, okay, that's enough. I've done. That's plenty. I'm done. And just have him walk off to the side of the thing. And then, like, you know, once in a while, just walk back on and do a couple more reps and stuff like that. Now, the program also comes with like kind of like a roadmap. It's like days 1 through 30, days 31 through 60, and then days 61 through 90. There's a place for a picture that you have when you first start, and then you can do a picture.
Before and after.
Before and after. And then also you have a little guide here that it's been done with Toscarino, and it goes with her Eat Clean methodology, where it kind of gives you also meal plans and all things to do with eating right, you know, eating the right foods and her system as well. Is anything else that people need to incorporate into this program? Is there anything other things that come with it that people need to buy as well, or is that pretty much, you know, this is the program?
Our goal as well. We wanted to make it as simple as possible for people. We wanted them to, you know, to get it and be able to start that day.
Right.
I mean, pretty much you could go into your, I mean, I hate to use soup cans as an example, but if you have dumbbells, you could just, you know, grab something from the closet and start.
Gotcha.
That was our thing, because like you said, we looked at a lot of these other systems out there, and you know, people get all hyped up about wanting to get started, and they buy the product, they go home, and they open the box, and they start reading the directions, and it turns out it takes like 2 days of reading through the material, like how to get started, and I got to do this first, and then that next, and we were like, listen, we want to make it simple. You're going to open this box and go. Put the first DVD, tells you which one's number one, put it in there, and just go.
And
go with it.
The meal plan, the nutrition plan, it's basically things from your refrigerator end and your cupboard. So you can pretty much start that day.
Now, I have a question. It's a little scientific, but my muscles...
Scientific?
Yeah,
what do you know about science?
Well, look, my muscles are very smart, and they don't get confused very easily. Now, is this workout going to actually confuse my muscles?
He's part of Mensa, just so that you know.
My muscles are very intelligent.
And if you don't get your muscles confused enough, you can hit yourself in the head with one of the dumbbells, and that'll confuse you a little. That'll help. So you'll end up doing the wrong workout on the wrong day, and that leads to the whole muscle confusion principle.
So this is more about the training adaptation and trying to make sure that you know, you're not doing the same thing over and over again, so your body accommodates to the workouts.
Well, you know, not to get too crazy on this whole thing, but we all know that people are creatures of habit, you know. People go into the gym, they do the same thing day in, day out, the same weight. Yeah.
Same elliptical.
It's so crazy. And then they sit there and they go, well, I don't understand. My body's not changing. We're like, yeah, okay, well, I wonder why. So it's really not that hard to kind of just change things up. But as simple as it sounds, people don't do it. So, you know, we kind of figured it out for you. It's all spelled out. Do different workouts on different days. As you progress through the 90 days, your workouts will change up a little bit. We do them in different orders. We switch the body parts around just so that the body doesn't adapt too quickly. Because you're right, the body is really smart. The muscles are really smart. And everything adapts very quickly. Your body doesn't want to work really hard. So it wants to make it as easy as possible. So we figured it out all for you. You just have to follow it along and you'll get there.
Now, we also heard that the Navy SEALs that took out Osama bin Laden actually used the Supreme 90 Day.
That's true. They did train with it for the previous 90 days just before they went on the assault.
Right.
They did contact us. They did come out and train with us for a couple of days here in Jersey. because that special terrorist training in Jersey. So if you can survive Jersey, it makes you able to go out to the Middle East.
Well,
so.
I some of those homes look very similar.
Yep. Especially the barbed wire.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Okay, now, the place that we can get this, guys, go to supreme90day.com. Is that the best place to buy this, or should we...
If you're that lazy and you don't want to get off your butt and go out the door to one of the retailers and, you know, have to, like, you know, get it instantly, if you want to stall for a little bit, you could order it online. You know, just go to your computer and order it. It'll come to your house within a couple of weeks.
No.
If not, you know, you can just pretty much get up off your butt and go to any one of your retailers. It's in Walgreens, Dick's Sporting Goods, Target. It's pretty much, it's available anywhere you want it to be. Bed Bath & Beyond, it's everywhere.
Now, John, what happens if I go to New York City and I see, all of a sudden I'm on the street and I see some guy with some Supreme 90-Day workout, you know, knockoff? Should I call you directly and have you come over there? You know,
absolutely. I'm going to give you my cell phone number when we're done, and you call me and let me know. Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because we talked about that because there is a problem with pirating DVDs. But the thing is, we kind of looked at it as ours is so cheap. How much cheaper could you make it? It's $20. I mean, how much more are you going to mark it down?
Right.
It's like even for somebody to knock it off, it's still going to cost them almost that much money to knock it off. So we're not really too worried about that whole aspect of it.
Right. Well, it's a great package. It's priced great. And are you guys on the cover of this thing? Is this you, both of you two on the cover of this thing?
Yeah, that's Michelle on the right, and I'm on the left. I'm the one with the red bra top on, and Michelle is the one who's standing next to me, a little bit taller than me.
Now, we use models.
I got you.
Nobody wants to see us. Trust us. Nobody wants to see us. They see us in the near future. We have a couple other things we're working on. But right now, we wanted to ease into this. We didn't want to scare too many people too quickly.
So now, who came up with the idea? Was it you, John, or was it you, Michelle? You guys came up at the same time. Who's the brains?
It was kind of us. It was kind of the idea was presented to us, and we kind of ran with it. An opportunity came our way. Again, through this company, Telebrands, they had an idea for something. They contacted me. I've had a relationship with them for years. And, you know, Michelle and I were working out together at the time. And I just happened to say, hey, listen, I got an idea for, you know, for a product. What do you think? And she's like, let's do it. And we're like, okay, great. I mean, like, you know, in quite all honesty, I mean, there's so much stuff out there and so much is garbage. and it was for a chance for two people who are really kind of hardcore and science-based to be able to put something out there to the masses. Because, you know, there's a lot of quality things out there that you can pick up in catalogs and stuff like that that don't really make it out to the general masses. And here we looked at it as an opportunity for us to just take this and just be like, wow, I mean, we can get out to be in everyone's home, I mean, and really put out a quality product, a quality science-based program.
To do something smart and fun for people.
Right.
And,
right.
Well, they'll see results.
Well, it's a great package, well-priced, and I recommend everybody go out today. Today, go out and get it today. Don't wait till Christmas. This thing, you got 90 days. This is the
Mayo today. So before they hit their little, margaritas and stuff like that, go buy it. Do your little drinking binge tonight, and then tomorrow wake up and get started with your first 90-day workout.
Listen, you can use this for 90 days and still get to Belmar, at the beach in Belmar, with your 90-day Supreme 90-day.
You know about Belmar.
Listen, Dr. Fitness is from New Jersey. He knows all. I know every beach up and down that Jersey Shore. Good stories and bad stories. I got them all from Jersey. So,
it was you I saw at the tiki bar that day.
That's right. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. John Dole, Michelle Collier, thank you so much for coming on our show today. The Work at a Supreme 90 Days. Get it today. You can get it at your stores. You can get it online at supreme90day.com. Thanks, guys, so much for coming on the show. Give our best to Tom and to Tosca and to Cal. And also, Melissa, you guys, you did a great job.
Thank you very much, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
That is John Dole and Michelle Collier with Supreme 90 Day. Lee, you know what? This is actually a nice little package. I think I'm actually going to start using it. I'm going to work out with it.
Sure you are.
No, I am. Yeah. You know how much I get
I'm
DVDs?
Sure. In your house.
I'm DVDs.
Why are you even pretending?
I am. I actually watched them, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try this. You know why? I like Tom. I like Tom Holland. Yeah. I really do. I like that guy a lot.
Good.
So I'm going to check it out. Absolutely. I've got 10 DVDs, a lot of DVDs.
It's a commitment, 90 days.
Did you see how it's packaged, too?
No, of course, you didn't send me one, even though
I'm
going to
take
the
it out of the box.
Would need it.
I'm going to take it out of the box.
You're Mr. Fitness.
I'm
going to
take it out of the box. Look how smooth this is, how this comes. You're thinking 10 DVDs, how do you put them all together?
I wasn't thinking that at all, but I'm sure you were.
I think I'm going to rip this thing open here.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a plan.
I don't know if I put
maybe
it in
we
the
should
right
do
way.
This. You
there we
opening
go.
It after the show.
Here. No, let's talk about it now.
Look at that.
See
how it's like a book.
They're all in there.
They're
10
all in
DVDs.
There.
Complete set.
And
I
then
got the whole
Toscarino
thing.
Eating clean.
Toscarino's in there as well. Tom Holland's on the videos as well. Cal Pozo's producing it.
You know what's good.
You got the superstar cast right there.
Yeah.
So check them out online. Go to supreme90day.com. Also go to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Lee, what can you find at drfitnessandthefatguy.com? What is out there, possibly?
Wellness minutes every day. You got the interviews.
Wellness? What is a wellness minute? What happens
a wellness minute is you spend each week researching.
Scouring
the internet and the world for the latest thing that's happening.
I'm going to tell you news that you're not going to believe in a second here about liposuction.
Oh,
and what the latest findings
next
are.
Next week, you got
to. No, we're going to do it next week. I can't
no,
tell
we're going to
do
it now, but they're going to have to listen to it next week.
Oh, okay.
And then you're in your test kitchen developing recipes. Just
yes.
Just trying. And you know, they don't hear the bad ones that fail.
They
only hear the successful ones.
Each week I go up to Vermont and I go to the Eating Well magazine test kitchen. And
you steal their recipe.
They have beautiful ladies that are up there, and I actually go up there and say, "Listen, whip me up something," and then
you talk about it and take credit for it,
right? And then I look at what's there. I try to figure out. I don't let them tell me what they're making, then I try to eat it. So, but that's how we do it.
That's it.
Wellness Minutes. We also have our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids.
Yes,
35, not 37.
No, that was a rumor.
35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids.
Yeah.
Great book.
It was
a wealth of information.
It's huge in Finland.
Yes. And plenty of stuff on that. Go check that out. All right. You got anything else you wanted to add today? Anything you want to talk about? You got any notes or anything?
We're going to do the Twitter thing, but I don't think we have time.
Oh, wait. What do you mean we don't have time?
Because we have to do the wellness minutes.
We got time. Come on.
You're Mr. Schedule Guy. Well, I'm trying to protect you and your schedule.
Twitter. Let's do it.
Okay, we had a winner from the last one.
Who was the did we know who won? You or me? Because we're different.
I don't know. I have no idea. But let me find out who
go
won.
Go on Facebook. I can remember which one I picked.
You're so full of it. You remember. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you who won, though.
Who won the contest?
Yes. And that's really what matters, not us. I know that you... Let's see. Here we go. The winner from last week, who I am in the process of putting together a basket of goodies.
Oh, that means you forgot.
I have it right here. It's right there.
Oh, you got the box.
I just have to mail it.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, getting to the post office.
I'm going to hand it to you, and you're going to mail it.
No.
It's Carrie Ritchie. I'm going to give her address in case you want to come by her house. She's in Maryland, which she, maybe she'll, we'll
does
see
she
her
wanna, does she want the world to know that she's a fan of ours? Because I know a lot of people
don't
want
to spell her
to...
name. It's an unusual spelling. But Carrie, congratulations for winning. It's coming your way shortly, and it's a whole bunch of stuff that I'm sure you'll like.
Bunch of stuff.
I sent the advanced reading copy of our book, since we're trying to get rid of those, and a handful of DVDs. What?
Yeah, the advanced.
Is that not good enough?
The advanced copies have
look.
Our advanced copies
do?
Have a couple of errors in there.
Look, it's not perfect. It's that there might be 37 in there.
Speaking of errors, but did anyone happen to catch our show today and hear our guest today drop an S bomb? Look, I guess nobody told anybody that we are a clean show.
I did get a call from the FCC about that. My bad. A little slow on the
That's
button.
All right, John. You know what? I don't hold it against you. You're from Jersey.
He can't help himself.
It sounded like my parents.
That's what I thought I was in your parents.
You can't filter them. You can't filter people from Jersey.
No.
They're unfilterable. It's impossible. You have to move to Atlanta for 20 years to develop some sort of filter.
Exactly. So let's get to the Twitter contest once again.
Twitter.
Here we go. Okay. We have three tweets. You now have to match the tweet with the tweeters. And to make this even more difficult, I don't know. No, these are some of our fans on Facebook.
These
Twitter.
Are followers? Some followers?
Some followers, some bloggers. We got a whole mixed bag here. The first tweet is, German woman fought off a deer that attacked her while running by putting it in a headlock. That's a tweet.
I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't know what it means either, but it's kind of amusing. The second one, here's irony. I just ran a 5K, and my medal has a Taco Bell logo on the back.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's
you like
funny.
That?
That's funny.
And then the last one is hello with quite a few O's and 3 exclamation points. You can still get them in, 3 exclamation points, 200 crunches before you go to bed. Sexy summer abs.
Oh, man. 200 crunches before you go to bed?
That now, do you think that the crunches are actually referring to the Taco Bell? Or do you think their crunches are referring to something else? Like crunching on chips?
No,
is that the
no,
crunches
no,
you
no.
Use?
I wouldn't even think of that. I didn't even
really?
Think of that.
You That's know the first thing I thought of.
You know how you told me you didn't even think of the latest terrorism thing with Osama bin Laden and us flying? You didn't even associate
see, in
it.
In your head,
I
you
don't
see
associate.
The word crunch and you
I think
right
away,
sit up.
I think
you think
a sit up. I think a crunch.
And I crunch,
you're
I think a nacho.
You're
I'm thinking a nacho. That's why we are so different.
And you're going, how can you possibly get summer abs
taco.
With crunches?
Tacos, crunches. That's my mind goes right to the nacho.
The food. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So these are the tweeters. A, number one, is Bookie Boo, B-O-O-K-I-E-B-O-O, at Bookie Boo.
What is that?
That's one of our
why
fans.
Why don't they have a name?
That's her name. That's her Twitter name.
I know, but I'm Dr. Fitness.
So that's her, Bookie Boo. That's her name. Don't judge.
So that's not
that's
Kirstie Alley. That's not Kirstie
no,
Alley.
No, it is not. Number two is at Jeanette Jenkins.
Jeanette Jenkins.
That's a person.
Okay.
Big fan of ours.
Big fan.
Number three is at Runner's World.
Ooh.
Which I'm guessing that's a magazine. I wouldn't know. I do not run, but I am part of the world.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. German woman fought off a deer that attacked her while running by putting it in a headlock. Who said that, doctor?
Runner's World.
Runner's World?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think so.
I do.
So you think, Adam thinks that's Runner's World. I think that is...
Who do you think is Bookie Boo?
Jeanette Jenkins.
Okay. It's definitely Runner's World. You're totally
no.
wrong.
Okay, number two. Here's irony. I just ran a 5K, and my medal has a Taco Bell logo on the back.
That's Jeanette Jenkins.
I think that's Bookie Boo.
Bookie Boo. Bookie Boo has to be somehow go with sexy crunches going to bed. There's no other explanation for that name, Bookie Boo.
Okay, so Adam thinks that's okay. So that's Bookie Boo. All right, I think that's Runner's World.
Okay,
and that's what we got.
And who's doing the sexy summer abs? What's that one? Who's that one for you?
You said it's Runner's World. That's what I think is Runner's World.
That's the one you think is Runner's World? Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds like the 20-year-old they got tweeting at Runner's World. That's what I'm guessing. That's the only thing about exercise.
All right. Well, that's our game
for
today.
So you guys can enter
for today.
You guys can go to Facebook. I'm sure Megan's got this up and running, and you can submit your thing. Megan is the final judge on this. We have nothing to do with it. She just tells us who wins, and that's how we roll.
Don't forget right now, Lee, go if people are sitting in events to do for the summertime, there's some great things that are going on. You got the Warrior Dash that's going on right now. You got some great 5K.
There's some mudathlons going on.
You got the mudathlon series going on. There's a lot of things out there, a lot of cool things that are out there.
And do something different this year. You know, don't do the same 5K you've always done. Don't do the same run around. What do you run around? Some block somewhere, a park?
You know what I really want to get into? You're going to laugh when I tell you this.
Archery.
No. I'll tell you, this is funny. I want to get a longboard, and I want to
Go to Vietnam?
No, I want to get a longboard and paddle. Paddle longboard, you know what I'm saying? Like on a lake?
Oh, yes, I know it well, doctor.
I want to do that. That looks like, that's got me written all over it.
Does that look like a good time?
That has got me written all over that. I think I'm going to, you know, there's a lake not too far, but Lake Windward. I could probably do that at.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Clean Lake. Oh, and yeah, that's. I think that's going to be the next thing I'm going to take up. That's the next sport.
Longboarding?
And Supreme 90 Day.
Yeah, sure.
I want to thank our guests today for coming on the show. John Dole, Michelle Collier with Supreme 90 Day, the new workout system. 90 days.
You can hear them cursing on the DVDs.
10
right?
DVDs.
Is there cursing
20
on the
bucks.
DVDs?
10 DVDs, 20 bucks. Go check it out.
It's the best value.
But and you can you'll definitely hear some cursing, I think, on that DVD.
I would hope so.
And some hot girls, for sure. And I think they might even be from New Jersey. Even from the show,
bet.
Jersey Shore. Maybe.
Safe bet.
For Lee Kanner, I am Dr. Adam Schaffern. Every week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We will see you next time.